You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Peter Cahill is the founder and CEO of Voicis, an Irish startup that's developed an artificial intelligence voice assistant to rival the likes of Apple's Siri and Amazon's Alexa. The platform allows businesses to create their own custom voice AI, something they might not be able to develop in-house. But is there space in the market for an upstart like Voicis when some of the biggest tech giants are already so dominant? Today, Peter is here to tell us how he got into the voice tech sector and to explain why his company has the edge on the big boys.
When I was young and a teenager, I was very much into technology to begin with. That motivated me to do an undergraduate degree in computer science, so a fairly, I think, typical path. And then during that, I think kind of I was more interested in problems that were seen as hard, because a lot of what you would cover in a computer science degree would be, you know, introductions to programming or databases or, you know, build a website. It's never something where you think there's a real technology risk here. Is this even possible? When might it become possible? And so on. So it was really during that time that I got interested in speech technologies, because particularly in the early 2000s, speech recognition didn't work very well. Artificial voices sounded incredibly robotic. The reason why they didn't work well was no one really knew. They worked as, you know, they were better than the previous systems up until that point. But at the same time, it was, you know, the accuracy levels weren't quite there yet. And that's what initially attracted me to it, is that it seemed like an incredibly difficult problem to approach. And there was various unknowns with it. If something seems maybe currently impossible, personally, I'd find that's what makes it interesting. Up until maybe 5 years ago, when people thought of voice or voice recognition, what they were really thinking of was transcription. And so taking, you know, some audio clip and converting it into words and text form. These days, what people think of in this space is not transcription. And if you want a working system, modern system, you wouldn't use transcription. What you do want to have is something that goes from audio into some kind of structured, actionable data. Because if you just have a transcription, there can be plenty of ambiguity in there. I think that's really only become a topic and a real focus probably in the past 5 years, which is what has led to the emergence of, you know, Google Home, Amazon Echo, and so on. I've worked in the voice technology area for many years before Voicis as well. So I've worked in the area for 15 years. I used to be chair of one of the global research groups in the area. So I could have a lot of friends and people I'd know for a long time who work in all of these other companies. You know, their goal is really the strategic, its presence. They want to be that, you know, generally the term first point of contact is how people look at it, where, you know, looking back initially, you know, IBM was really the first point of contact on their mainframes, where if you turned on a mainframe, you were accessing IBM software. Then Windows emerged as, you know, that kind of something that really surpassed that in terms of users. And then with Windows, Microsoft really had quite a lot of influence on, if you turn on your PC and the first thing you see is Windows, and Microsoft are in a position to promote their own applications, and they kind of control what you see from there. Then Google really came along with Chrome, and what operating system you used kind of became mostly irrelevant, because when most people turn on their PC these days, they just open a browser. And I think voice is this new channel where, you know, they want to own that kind of central point. I think it still is quite important for a lot of businesses to have to maintain this direct relationship with their customer. Whereas, well, like if they want to add in certain features into the voice AI, that's they can do that through a company like us. Whereas if they call up Google and say, it'd be great if you guys could stop doing what you're doing and add in some features that are relevant to us, you know, that's not necessarily in Google's interest. Google's interest is in making Google Home better for the main use cases that they value. The great success that Amazon is having and Google is having with voice interfaces is making more and more companies aware of voice interfaces. It's ready for the prime time now. It's, you know, the days of it being inaccurate and unreliable are over. And so as consumers expect it in more and more applications and use cases, it's making businesses think, you know, where is voice on their roadmaps and what is their voice strategy? And that's really where we come in. Several years ago, the big platform companies would have had their own voice technology teams. And at that time, they went on an acquisition spree, essentially. So they acquired pretty much every small company they could that had some real substance in it. And so it was quite clear then that, you know, the big platform companies had made a decision that, you know, it was time for them to, you know, dive in with two feet, seriously ramp up their teams, do a lot of M&A. And as a result of that, it was clear that because of all the M&A activity in particular, that there was no real independent providers anymore. And there was a bunch of companies claiming they were doing stuff, but behind the scenes, they were very often licensing in something and labeling it under their own brand, but it wasn't their IP. And just really when that happened, that's what motivated me to start it, because it was quite clear that there was no independent providers anymore who were completely independent. And that's what we said, there will always be a demand for, not every company wants to have to depend on these big platform companies who especially compete with so many companies in different verticals. That demand has only grown over time, and it's still very much a new technology. It's still going to be emerging for the next 1, 2, 3 years, especially, I think. Like with any emerging technology, it's generally the younger demographics that tend to pick it up first. Current figures in the US are that 50% of teenagers use a voice interface daily. And so there really is a lot of usage. I often find people who, work in IT, many of them would say, if I'm sitting in front of my laptop, why would I want to start speaking to a voice interface? I don't think that's the typical user, though. It's certainly the younger demographics, children before they can read and write, can speak to one of these smart devices. Certainly there's elderly people who have successfully avoided technology for a very long time, and in practice, the feedback we're seeing with them is they generally don't see these things as technology. The lines become blurry, and I think really the important point with it for them is that there's no intimidating keyboard or screen with a million buttons in their face. They can just say, what time is it? The next time I go to the shops, remind me that I need this. Call someone, and they can just say, call someone by name, and it can really make life easier for a lot of people. To date, Voices has been very focused on delivering a good voice experience for online commerce. We do get a lot of inbound from many verticals where companies are growing increasingly concerned about if their competitors, essentially be it Google or Amazon or whoever else, are seeing all of their customer interactions with their product. Strategically, they get quite concerned because their days are going to be numbered if Google or Amazon know their customers better than they do. And so we're getting a lot of demand in a whole range of verticals. I think entertainment is quite a hot vertical now. If you could just say to your TV, put on the Chelsea game. Why should you care what channel it's on necessarily? Why should you care about whatever details? If you just say, I want to watch this, and for the TV to do what you're asking for, or to even be able to ask it, what time is this on, or these types of things. Play a video. I want to watch such and such a movie, or play music based on mood, where you say, I want to listen to some kind of upbeat music that I haven't heard before. Why can't you just say that? And technology isn't a barrier for these things now. I think we'll see it across many verticals, voice interfaces emerging. And I don't think in any case do they really compete with the existing interfaces. It's just an extra option. And I think over time, people will find it more normal to talk to these interfaces. It'll only grow.
Thanks very much to Peter Cahill, the founder of Voices, for sharing his story. This show is produced by Gaia Lutz and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.